presence of study materials and dilapidated structures at St. Andrew's Kalongo Church of Uganda Primary School in Kalongo Village. Kalongo Sub-County in Kalongo District has raised concern among parents and community leaders. They say the school's current condition does not provide a conducive learning environment for pupils. Matthias Nkandu, a member of the school management committee, expressed disappointment that learners returned to crumbling classrooms at the start of the academic year despite repeated appeals to district leaders to intervene. He noted that most classroom structures have outlived their lifespan, with those developing large cracks and leaking roofs, exposing learners to dangers. Violet Navatanzi, a parent at the school, said the structures require a complete reconstruction to meet acceptable standards. Vincent Katabarua, the chairperson of Kalongo Sub-County, acknowledged that the school is in urgent need of repair, but noted that the local government lacks the financial capacity to address the problem. He called for a review of the policy that bars parents from paying development fees, adding that such contributions previously helped schools meet urgent infrastructure needs such as classroom construction and sanitation facilities. Mino Ahmed Nyombe Mutibi, the Kalongo District Chairperson, said he has instructed the District Education Department to compile a list of schools in poor condition. He noted that the report will be used to support their request for direct intervention from the Ministry of Education and Sports.